There is a strange comfort in looking back. Even when the past holds heartbreak, trauma, and the kind of loss that changes you forever, it can still feel safer than what you cannot predict. The past feels familiar. You know what happened there and how it ended. You remember what shattered, what disappeared, and what did not survive. And as painful as it is, it can feel steady simply because it is known. The future, however, feels uncharted. It asks something tender and costly of you, to hope again, trust again, and try again. It asks you to take a deep breath and believe that goodness can still exist on the other side of what broke you. When your heart has been shattered, those invitations can feel impossible to accept. Instead of sounding exciting, the future can feel threatening, like a place where disappointment might return, grief might rise again, or something else might be taken. In seasons like that, the rearview mirror becomes more than a glance. It becomes a refuge, and trauma strengthens that instinct. Trauma changes the way a person thinks and responds. It teaches you to stay alert and trains you to scan for danger even when you are safe, to brace for impact even when peace surrounds you. Heartbreak can convince you that if you replay what happened often enough, you will prevent it from happening again. It tells you that if you can understand it, analyze it, and carry it long enough, relief will eventually come. But pain does not always resolve through analysis or explanation. Sometimes, pain heals through surrender. There is a difference between learning from the past and living inside it, between reflection and captivity. When you have been hurt, captivity can feel like comfort because it feels controlled. Before long, the rearview mirror stops serving as a reminder and becomes a prison. I know this struggle intimately. There was a season of my life when moving forward felt wrong, not merely difficult. I was not only grieving a moment, but an entire chapter. I carried betrayal like a weight I could not remove. I lived through heartbreak so deep that it changed the atmosphere of my life. I watched the life I thought I was building crumble in ways I never expected or thought possible. Then my husband died, and grief arrived in a way I could not control. It did not ask permission. It did not move in a neat, predictable line. It settled into my heart like a wave that did not care what day it was or what I needed to accomplish. It made the world feel entirely unfamiliar. In many ways, I lost myself. I lost the version of myself that existed before everything changed. Normal did not return. Normal disappeared. I stood in the ruins of what was, wondering how I could possibly build anything new with trembling hands. Even now, moving forward still carries a strange ache for me. I still wrestle with guilt when I take steps toward healing. Sometimes, hope feels almost disloyal, as if rebuilding my life means leaving something sacred behind. Some days, the pull of the past feels so strong that I wonder if I am allowed to want joy again, or if I am supposed to remain forever in the place where I lost so much. At times, forward motion feels like betrayal, as if living again means forgetting what once mattered most. And so I look back. I still look back because the past feels familiar, and familiarity can feel like security when life has already proven it can change in an instant. I replay what happened, not because I want to live there, but because I want answers that grief does not always give. I fight the temptation to measure healing by whether I hurt less, and I still struggle to accept that grieving and growing can exist in the same heart. I still live with questions that do not resolve neatly. I still have nights when sleep will not come, when the weight of what could have been settles over me like a heavy blanket. I still feel guilt stir when I picture a future that looks different from the one I once imagined. Yet I keep reminding myself that moving forward does not diminish my love for him. It simply means I am learning, slowly and faithfully, how to live again. In this present struggle, God teaches me something holy and difficult. He shows me that guilt is not the same as love, and staying stuck is not the same as honoring what I lost. He reminds me that the people and seasons that shaped me do not disappear when I step into what comes next. He teaches me to hold my grief with tenderness, without letting it bind me like chains. And when guilt returns, he meets me there and whispers the truth my heart so desperately needs. Healing does not betray love. Healing reflects the mercy of God, and he does not hesitate to place that gift into my hands. Even as I continue to struggle, I keep taking small steps forward. Some steps feel steady and courageous, others feel slow and uncertain. Sometimes progress looks like nothing more than making it through the day without falling apart, but I keep moving, I keep walking, I keep learning to trust God in the tension between what was and what will be. God, in His tenderness and wisdom, does not call us to live in prisons, not even familiar ones. Scripture speaks again and again about pressing on, walking by faith, and allowing God to do something new. God does not say that because He denies pain. He says it because He understands wounded hearts. We check the past like a security camera. We replay it like a courtroom trial. We search for the moment everything went wrong, convinced that if we can understand it fully, we can protect ourselves from being hurt again. But the past will never give us what we are searching for. It will never rewrite itself into a different ending. It will never answer every question or restore what was taken. If we keep living there, it will only keep us emotionally parked at the place where we bled. God did not bring us through trauma so we could stand in the wreckage forever. He did not carry us out of devastation so we could build a home in the ashes. Yes, He meets us there. Yes, He holds us there. Yes, He comforts us there. But He also speaks to our souls with gentle steadiness and invites us to come with Him because He never meant for us to stay in that place. Looking back can feel safer because the past feels predictable. You know where the pain lives and how to brace for it. The future asks you to trust again, to stay soft in a world that taught you to guard your heart and to believe that hope will not embarrass you this time. That is why caution can feel like wisdom after heartbreak, even when fear quietly sits underneath it. Without God, that kind of realism can harden into hopelessness. The future starts to feel like a gamble, full of uncertainty and the possibility of further loss. But with God, the unknown does not mean unguided. He does not shout directions from a distance. He walks with you, leads you, strengthens you, and stays near. Even in the valley, even in the questions, even in the days you do not feel brave, He remains faithful. Pain can also become so familiar that it feels like identity. You may measure yourself or your worth by what happened, what was done to you, what you lost, and what you could not fix. You may feel tethered to the moment everything changed, as though your life stopped there. But trauma does not define you. Betrayal does not write your ending. Loss does not get the final word. Redemption does. God saw every moment. He stayed. He carried you. And He is still leading you forward. Moving forward does not mean pretending it did not happen. It does not mean minimizing what broke you, rushing your grief, or forcing a smile through a wound that still bleeds. It does not mean pretending to be okay just because others expect it or because they do not understand what it costs you to keep going. It means facing the truth of what you endured and choosing, with courage and honesty, not to let it define the rest of your life. It means placing the pieces in God's hands, even when they still feel sharp, and trusting Him to do what you cannot do for yourself. It means letting Him breathe life into places that went silent and hope into places that went dark. It means believing that what tried to destroy you will not get to keep you. It means choosing, sometimes with trembling faith and tear-stained prayers, to believe that pain is real, but it will not be permanent. There is a holy kind of bravery in continuing. It is not always loud or noticeable. It is often quiet, private, and unseen. It is waking up still hurting and choosing to keep going anyway. It is choosing healing, even when healing feels like exposure. It is choosing hope, even when hope feels risky. It is choosing to trust the character of God, even when you do not understand His timing. Sometimes, this kind of courage is difficult for people to understand, especially those who have never walked through trauma at this depth. They may see you moving forward on the outside and assume it is easy, never realizing what it is costing you on the inside. They may not recognize that small steps can require tremendous strength, or that ordinary days can feel like steep uphill climbs. But God sees what no one else can see. He sees the quiet endurance, the tears behind the smiles, and the faith it takes to keep choosing forward even when your heart still aches. And that is where the tension often lives, learning how to honor what you have survived without becoming imprisoned by it, because there is a difference between acknowledging your wounds and bowing down to them. There is a difference between grieving and staying stuck. There is a difference between processing and reliving. If you keep staring at what broke you, you may miss what God is growing in you. God does not ask you to deny your story, but He does invite you to stop letting it sit on the throne. Your future belongs to Him. It does not belong to what hurt you. It does not belong to what you lost. It does not belong to what you fear. So if you are standing at the edge of moving forward today, friend, you are not alone. You may feel the pull of the past and the ache of what was. You may feel tempted to look back again because it feels safer than the road ahead. But God is gentle with the hurting. He is patient with the healing. He is present with the brokenhearted. You do not have to take the whole journey at once. You do not have to sprint toward restoration. You only have to take the next step God places before you. Sometimes that next step is nothing more than a whisper, "Lord, help me." Sometimes it looks like surrender, "Lord, I am afraid, but I am willing." Sometimes it sounds like a simple, honest confession, "Lord, I do not know how to hope again, but teach me." God honors that kind of honesty. He does not pull away from your pain. He does not turn from your mess. He draws near, heals what is wounded, and restores what feels beyond repair. You may have spent so long surviving that living feels unfamiliar. I understand because I feel stuck there too. But God is calling us out of survival mode and into a place of peace, trust, and restoration, not because we earned it, but because He is good. He wants to resurrect what looks dead, rebuild what was ruined, and redeem the past with His mercy. And when you feel tempted to look in the rearview mirror again, remember this: you cannot drive forward if you keep looking at what lies behind you. The rearview mirror has a purpose, but it was never meant to be your main view. It reminds you where you have been, but it cannot decide where you are going. Your future may feel uncertain, but it is not unprotected. God is already in your tomorrow, and with Him there, you can keep moving forward. A prayer for moving forward. Father God, You see every wound I carry. You know what I have been through. You know the trauma that changed me, and You know the heartbreak that still rises in quiet moments. You know how often I look back, not because I want to live there, but because it feels safer than facing the unknown. Today, I confess that I have lived in the rearview mirror. I have replayed what happened. I have questioned myself. I have tried to understand what will never fully make sense. I have held tightly to pain because it felt familiar, even when it stole my peace. Lord, help me move forward. Not with forced strength, not with false joy, and not by pretending I am fine. Help me move forward with Your hand holding mine. Teach me to trust You again. Heal the places in me that still flinch. Restore what trauma stole. Replace fear with faith. Replace heaviness with hope. Give me the courage to step into the future, even if I can only take one small step at a time. Jesus, redeem my story. Make beauty from what was broken. Turn my grief into something sacred. Remind me that what happened to me does not define me. Your love defines me. Your word defines me. Your presence defines me. Lead me forward, Lord. I do not want to stay stuck. I want to live free. In Jesus' name, amen.